When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Lucy.
What do you think you're doing?
I could ask you the same. This is my lab, after all.
Well.
What's wrong?
Where the hell have you been?
Nature Center. I didn't tell you?
You did.
Look, I'm trying to understand what I did wrong here.
The dishes.
The dishes?
It's Tuesday. Your night to do the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My bad. I'll get right to it.
Dr. Tucker, I don't expect much from you. All that I ask is that you pay rent on time and clean up after your... What was that?
I said I'll get right to it.
Oh.
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
I'll try and remember next time.
It's fine. Well, good night.
Good night, Lucy.
Dr. Tucker, close the windows in your lab, please. Dr. Tucker? Edison? Dr. Tucker?
Morning, Lucy.
Well, it looks nice in here. Spotless, really. What are you doing?
Answering emails. What's so funny?
Oh, well, I was just reminded of something funny I read.
Nice.
Who are you emailing?
Boss.
That's nice. I have to email Phil this afternoon. It's very secret. Almost had to sign an NDA for it. Loose lips and all that.
Then you should get to it.
This month's edition of The New Yorker finally came this morning. It featured an article about sea otters. That's what I was reading before I came here. Are you familiar?
Not really.
Ah. Well, they're quite endearing. They juggle. Not like clowns are not in the air. They bat things about in their little hands and feet. My younger cousin Ollie used to bat around things with his feet. Very dexterous, I know. Ollie's in jail now. That's another story. Anyway, otters. Sea otters, specifically. The article said very little about river otters. They're very cute. Well, you knew that. They're cute, but a bit off. They're deviants, really. Otters are predators and incredibly violent, which happens to extend to mating. Did you know otters don't have a mating season? They mate all year long instead of just in the spring. It turns out that when otters mate, they're likely to accidentally drown one another. Or a female is more likely to drown than the male. Glass ceilings, right? Or misogyny, right? What else? When otters mate, they have to bite down on the back of the female's head, and, well, male otters get overzealous, don't they? A bit like human males, I'd imagine. I wouldn't know, would I? A bit like some girls I've... Well... A male otter will accidentally bite off a female's face. Brutal, yes? Rather sounds like that ex-boyfriend of yours from college. They even mate with dead bodies. A researcher watched a sea otter kill a baby sea lion and mate with its dead body for 3 days. A bit off himself for watching that for so long, eh? I suppose that's how science works. You're a scientist, right? Of course you are. I mean, you would know. Would you watch a sea otter mate with a dead body for more than 5 minutes? I feel like that would even be too long for me, at least. Well, I'm not a scientist, after all. Little fiendish teddy bears, aren't they? Ollie's in jail for illegal pet trade. Exotic stealer. Not like that. He sold sea otters. Bookending. They weren't actually sea otters. They're just feral cats. Painted brown.
That's what you were laughing at?
Yes.
That's funny to you.
British humor. We're nearly out of firewood.
Saw that. I'm gonna be cleaning out my inbox for the rest of today. It should stop raining this afternoon, if you wouldn't mind chopping some.
Oh. I suppose not. Well, will you have time to get lunch?
I'm starving.
So, anything interesting in all those emails? They must have been piling up quite a bit, if you finally got around to checking.
Yeah, real trip down memory lane.
How many were there, if you don't mind me asking?
Like 7.
Oh, I don't think that's too...
T8. 100. Not counting junk mail.
A little organization never hurt anyone. I see you finally realized that.
What do you mean?
Your lab. It's the cleanest I've ever seen it. Does OSHA make house calls now?
Not since I last checked. I don't see why me not wanting my samples to get ruined is so weird to you.
Well, I mean, it's usually...
Usually what, Lucy?
It's very... I mean, you have other priorities.
And you don't, I guess.
I wouldn't say...
I mean, you know the dishwasher is supposed to actually do the whole job, right? You don't need to hand wash every single dish before putting it in.
I don't see any problem with wanting to be thorough.
I literally fixed it up so it would run right. I get that you still don't consider any of my non-cerebral skills legitimate, despite me being the only reason we're not running a raccoon daycare in our compost, but when I fix something, it's fixed. If you're not going to use it properly, you can cover the water bill yourself.
Edison?
Afternoon, ladies. Lucille, biscuits just came out of the oven, so they'll be nice and hot.
Yes, thank you. And a black tea, please. 2 sugars.
Oh, feeling fancy, are we?
I'm having a day.
We've all been there. Ed, the usual?
Do you have tuna salad?
We do.
Can I have it on whole wheat?
Sure. You want the chips that come with it?
Just the steamed broccoli. Hold the cheese. No salt.
All right. I'll get that out for you.
Not in the mood for pancakes?
No. They don't have any flavor.
And tuna salad does.
It's a nutritious and balanced meal. Gotta fuel the body.
Right. Any field work lined up for today?
That eager to kick me out of the house, huh?
Edison, what is your...
Oh, shoot, there's a new special. Wish I'd seen that.
I'm sorry?
On the menu. See? They've got an Eggs Benedict with salmon. Must be in season.
You read that? From the menu?
Yeah? I have 4 PhDs, Lucy. I think I know how to read.
How did you get that scar on your forearm?
This one? I don't know. I think from grad school. A lab accident.
A lab accident?
Yeah. Why do you care?
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. A powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Linus.
Hey, Gabe.
Michael.
Sufi just got off work early and wants to stop by.
And Sufi will help you refill all the ketchup bottles?
Sure.
And wipe down all the menus?
I'd imagine.
Back and front?
Well, not really any other way to do it.
And finish the rest of these dishes?
If I asked her. So, can she come?
Now, Michael, why are you inviting your girlfriend over just to make him do all of your work? Who in the hell is that?
Afternoon, Lucille.
Long time no see. You forget something?
As a matter of fact, yes, I did. My keys.
That sucks.
I've been retracing my steps all over town, but I can't find them anywhere. How clean are your floors?
Wouldn't eat off of them, but I'm not above lying on them.
Perfect.
Ed's looking too, right?
Well, not really.
Are you guys fighting again?
Would you put it past us?
You need some help?
No. I've got it. I'm sure I've got it.
Of course. Well, I knew something was off this morning when you two came in. I'd risk to say it wasn't like a usual one of your spats.
You could say that.
That's too bad. Y'all seem to be getting along better. You consider checking the booth you actually sat in?
Oh. Right.
Come on, darling, up you get.
Gabe.
It's a school night, Michael. Any luck?
Unfortunately not.
Sorry to hear that.
She'll leave at closing.
Is now the time, Michael.
Gabe.
No means no. Wipe down the menus.
Fine.
Backs and fronts.
Got it.
So.
So what?
What was your fight about?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Sounds like you need to.
That doesn't mean I will.
What a shame. Was gonna offer you a cup of English breakfast and a day-old muffin on the house.
Just a day old?
I'm feeling generous.
Well, I'll have to pass.
Suit yourself. Gonna need you to leave then. You're scaring away the customers.
What can kill an ineffable being?
I'm sorry?
If I were to get in a fight with another ineffable being and I needed the upper hand, what would I need? Is there perhaps any item I could use?
To kill them?
Yes.
You aren't planning on robbing us, are you?
No, no.
Or killing that charge of yours?
No, no, of course not. It just feels like important information. Like it's something I should know.
Right.
I mean, I am the guardian of the Antichrist. The Antichrist. I should be able to handle whatever might come her way.
Has something come her way?
Nope. No.
Not yet.
Precisely.
Well, thank boss for that. I guess you're right. Well, the only thing that can harm an ineffable being is another ineffable being. You know that. And that's bad news when two ineffable beings are going for each other's throats.
Which is my exact concern. We'll cancel each other out.
Like PEMDAS. You guys have PEMDAS in England?
Yes.
Excuse him. Yet, lucky for you, another thing that can harm ineffable beings is items of equally ineffable power.
And why is that lucky for me?
You have an item of ineffable power.
I do. Where?
She doesn't know. Does she not know?
She clearly doesn't know, Mike.
I clearly don't know what?
You didn't tell her?
Apparently not.
Do we tell her?
What do I not know?
Lucille, the lion...
That nicked Edison's arm?
Yes. The lion... A crater...
By my house?
Yes. By your house. Remember anything about that crater?
It was being guarded by that lion. It nearly mauled Edison.
Yes, I'd imagine it did. Anything else?
By my house. A lion. The cross.
Yes.
It's a sword.
Yes.
Is it? It's my sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's my sword.
Now, if anything too powerful for you tries to come for Ed, you get that sword. It can take down just about anything, including the ineffable. I'd get it now if I were you.
You're right. I should. Right now. Before anyone happens.
I could call up BB. He and I could help you break into your house.
Please don't call BB.
Oh, thank you, but I've lost my car keys. Thank you so much, Gabriel.
Anytime, Lucy. Hope you find him.
Thank you.
And, oh, drive safe.
Right.
They fucked up, didn't they?
Yep.
Something's wrong with Ed, you think?
Hope not. No better.
And it's bad.
Undoubtedly.
Should we, like, help?
You know what? I've got a feeling Lucille's got it handled.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is produced by Newton Schottelcotti. This episode was written by Newton Schottelcotti and Lucy Brown. The voice of Mama Gabe was Kira Gill. The voice of Mike L. was Kyle Street. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker was Newton Schottelcotti. Script edits were done by Kit Adams and Charleston Aris, with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nocatee Studio, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.